a united service will be held this morning at Bosley Methodist Church for the first time since the explosion at the Woodflower Mill on the 17th of July. Fire claimed the lives of four workers. On Friday, it was announced that 20 remaining employees at the factory were being made redundant. A fund which was started to help the families for workers there has raised over £50,000. The Reverend Pam Butler from Bosley Methodist Church is on the line now. Thank you very much indeed for taking time to speak to us.
That's fine, thank you.
What's it going to be like to go back to your church this morning?
I think it's going to be a special time. It's been open all week for people to pop in to write a prayer or write a message, to tie it to a prayer tree, which is going to be planted in the grounds of the church. And in the spring, we'll have white blossom on it. They've also had the opportunity to write light candles. And this morning will be a bringing together of all that and a moving forward, I hope, into a sense of healing. But there is still that wonderful feeling of everybody in the surrounding communities just doing lovely things, lovely little gestures to help. So it's a time of being together, a time of healing.
But there's also the knowledge that a fourth body has still not been recovered.
That's agony for everybody. I mean, and particularly for the family. I mean, all our hearts go out to them. We can't imagine what they're feeling like, you know, in that situation. It's just horrible.
And we heard the news about people being made redundant. This just piles it on for the community.
I'm not sure at this stage that they've actually been made redundant. You would have to check with someone, but there's certainly that possibility in the offing, and they've been made aware of that. Yes, it does just add another thing on top of everything else. You know, some have lost their homes, they've lost loved ones, which is by far the worst thing. But then not only losing the job that you do day by day, but your income as well is, you know, it's just so many things, one on top of another.
Well, I can tell you that on Friday it was announced that 20 remaining employees at the factory were being made redundant. How is the community now?
The community is strong in that it's pulling together. It's amazing the number of activities that have been put on, not only to involve everybody, but to raise funds. And the surrounding communities are there supporting. There's that sense of everybody will do just about anything they can to help.
And you've raised, the community's come together to raise £50,000 so far.
Yes, and it's beyond that. I mean, I've had donations from Devon and all over the place, people who have been touched by the reports on the media and have just, you know, churches or individuals just felt that they wanted to do something to help.
Well, Reverend Pam Butler from Bosley Methodist Church, can I thank you very much indeed for taking time to speak to us, and please pass on our best wishes to the community as you speak to them.
I will, and thank you very much.